What do you think when you hear of this? It's rather unprecedented. The Congress in the past has expressed a desire for directors' terms at the FBI to really stick to that 10-year window.
Yes, they have. It's interesting. Certainly, it's been in place since Director Hoover. What's also interesting is to note that no one since Hoover has actually served the full 10 years in a term, but I certainly concur with the president's opinion that continuity and stability is necessary now, and leadership effectiveness by Director Mueller has just been outstanding, and I think that this is a very intelligent move.
One of the reasons that Director Mueller seems to be popular on both sides of the aisle is the transformation that the agency's undergone from when he came in to being pretty much a straight-up law enforcement agency. That's certainly still an important component of their mission now, but they've been cited numerous times both on and off the record by top-level officials as being one of the really key anti-terrorism organizations in government. What do you see of that role as far as the approach that Director Mueller's taking?
Well, Director Mueller came on certainly at a very extraordinary time in our history, just shortly after he was sworn in. 9/11 occurred. The agency had to have a tremendous paradigm shift with regards to the intelligence role that they were going to play and certainly the counterterrorism role that they were going to play. He's done a tremendous job in transforming the agency. But now going forward, what's going to be very important here is their ability to enhance their capacity and their collaboration with state and local law enforcement to engage in that intelligence process. I mean, it was intelligence that caught bin Laden. It was intelligence that was engaged in the arrests of just last night or this morning in New York. So going forward, the FBI is going to remain to play a very crucial and pivotal role in the intelligence operations of counterterrorism in our country.
Is it fair to assume, in kind of a separate note, when we look at the apprehension of bin Laden, the arrests that you just mentioned, is it fair to assume that sufficient progress is being made in that information-sharing environment?
I think that's a fair assumption. I mean, let's face it, years ago, we were all very stovepiped. Joint terrorism task forces were minimal. There were no fusion centers. Now it is not uncommon to have state, local, federal law enforcement agencies in the same room at the same time. I can tell you that I had two officers at the LA airports who were full-time engaged in those kinds of task forces. So it is a safe assumption, and it's a fair assumption to say that tremendous progress has been made, and it's getting better all the time because there's a collaborative spirit and a cooperative spirit of information sharing.
The decision now, if Congress goes along with the president's request, will be 2 years from now instead of now. But what do you think the administration should be looking at in the background or skill set or whatever of the next man or woman that they would like to choose to take Director Mueller's place?
I would think that certainly that person's intelligence knowledge is going to be pivotal. I think their global perspective of the transnational threat of terrorism is going to be important. Their ability and proven track record to work with state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies. I think it's really important going forward that we enhance our domestic intelligence capacity, which is always a challenge in a democratic society, but it's going to be critical. So the next skill set for the director coming in after Director Mueller is going to have to be heavy on the intelligence, the counterterrorism, and the international role they're going to play in the transnational threat that we face.